Angela Davis gained national attention back in 1969 when she was fired from UCLA for her involvement in the Communist Party. She also made the FBI 10 Most Wanted list and served prison time before being acquitted on charges of supplying a gun in connection with a prison murder. Today, she continues to teach and write about racial justice and human rights, including those of gays. She criticizes some civil rights leaders for not being more proactive on gay issues.
When there is talk about the civil rights of people who are gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, they don't want to hear it. And they think that somehow or another to include issues of sexuality within the same framework somehow tarnishes the meaning of civil rights, somehow pollutes the meaning of civil rights. I think that's very problematic.
Davis sees a strong connection between racism and current U.S. military policy.
Because it seems to me that precisely those forces that presume to make the world safe for freedom and democracy are spreading war and torture and racism and capitalist exploitation around the globe.
Davis spoke as part of the celebration of Black History Month and the reopening of the Vanderbilt Bishop Johnson Black Cultural Center. I'm Anne-Marie Deer Owens, and that's Vanderbilt.